So I'm not going to say, you know, I went out there and played perfect, and I'm not going to say I played terrible. You know, I think that, you know, I had my ups and downs. You know, I made some mistakes. Definitely everyone does. And, you know, I made some plays. So I'm not, you know, too down on myself about it because, you know, I'm out there trying. I'm out there playing my hardest. So, you know, if you are out there playing your hardest, you make mistakes, you know, you can't. There's nothing you can really do about that. You know, obviously I'd be mad if I wasn't trying my hardest and I'm still making mistakes. So, like I said, you know, I had some ups, I had some downs. But, you know, hopefully I can go out this Saturday and play to the best of my ability again and see where that takes me.
Martinez has had a great year there for Nebraska. What challenges does he bring to the table?
I think this year he's a better passer and has more confidence. He's more confident in that and has a lot more experience. So he's a dangerous guy. You know, we've seen in the past couple of weeks that if we let the quarterback get out and contain, you know, he's dangerous. And, you know, this guy is better than the last couple of quarterbacks we've played. So, I mean, Darnold's pretty good. But, you know, if he gets out and contain, he's a dangerous player is what I'm trying to say. And you know, he can hurt us with his arm now, too. So you got to contain. I think that's the biggest word of the season is contain. You know, it's a tough thing to do, especially with the quarterbacks that we play and the players that we play in the Big Ten. You know, they're quick and they're fast. So it's going to be a tough task.
Well, Big Ten's getting bigger. I mean, Rutgers is coming in. Maryland's mm-hmm. coming in. When you come back and visit in 10, 20 years, mm-hmm. it's going to feel kind of weird. What's this like for the conference?
I mean, I think it's already weird, you know, with the addition of, you know, Nebraska. They've been in the last couple seasons. You know, obviously growing up being a Big Ten fan, you kind of know the teams I've been in before, and now it's Nebraska, so it's, you know, kind of weird. Now you're adding, you know, Maryland and Rutgers. So, yeah, it's going to be weird. You're not going to be used to it for a while, but, I mean, it's gonna add on and people start getting used to it.
How much more of a sense of urgency do you feel you guys need to have now, not just because of the fact that you've been dealing with five straight losses, but now you also lost a day mm-hmm. as far as your normal preparation for this game?
You know, I think that we didn't necessarily lose a day because, you know, we usually had that Monday off.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, today, this week we didn't have a day off. So we didn't necessarily lose a day of preparation. But, you know, watching film kind of, yeah. But, you know, it's just we don't have school this week. So, you know, you can actually watch a lot more film than what you're used to and stuff like that. So, I think that it's similar to the past couple of weeks. And you know, we'll make the best of it just not having school.
What's going to be going through your mind there Friday morning when they introduce you and you go out there and see your family?
I don't think it's hit me yet. And like I said, I was talking to Vanny the other day in the locker room, and I think that I forget what I said to him. I kind of said something about, you know, our last preparation week and game week, and we kind of just looked at each other like, wow, this is crazy. And you know, also at home, I said something to Keenan, and you know, he was kind of like, let's not talk about it because it's like a touchy subject. So it's you know, a crazy feeling. I don't know. I really don't know how it's going to be for, you know, Friday morning when I run out for the last time. Hopefully, it's going to be a great feeling. I know it's going to be a great feeling running out in front of, you know, all the Hawk fans and stuff like that. But I don't know. You know, emotional wise, I don't know how it's going to be.